You're listening to KNKX. The shooting death of Charlena Lyles by Seattle police has once again brought the use of deadly force into the spotlight. Friends and family of Lyles have asked why other less lethal force wasn't used when two officers responded to an attempted burglary report at Lyles' apartment Sunday morning. Police confirmed the officers didn't have tasers when responding. The city's police department will conduct an extensive review of what happened as part of the federally mandated reforms included in the consent decree with the U.S. Department of Justice, but that investigation is expected to take months. Meanwhile, 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick spoke with our law and justice reporter Paula Whistle for some background on the use of less lethal force by Seattle police.
Paula, I wanted to start by talking about the consent decree that's in place between the Seattle Police Department and the U.S. Department of Justice regarding biased policing and excessive use of force. What was behind that?
Well, there were a number of incidents, very high profile. Probably the highest profile was the shooting by police of John T. Williams, the Native American woodcarver who, interestingly, was holding a knife, a carving knife, as he was crossing the street, was shot by an officer. The community rallied around that and demanded that something be done. The Justice Department came in and investigated and found that there was a need for a consent decree. So since then, the department has been operating under a federal court order.
And earlier this year, the official overseeing the consent decree said the police department had made a dramatic turnaround.
He did. He said that use of force is down, that the police department is doing well in complying with the reforms that have been put in place.
Well, speaking of the reforms, there are a number of them that are quite detailed.
They are. I mean, pages and pages of new policies, and a lot of it surrounds that police be trained in de-escalation techniques. They call it new ways of crisis intervention, ways to lower the tension when encountering people with mental illness. Also, a requirement that they carry at least one less lethal force weapon.
Well, what are some examples of less lethal weapons?
Well, they have a choice of three: a beanbag shotgun, a taser, or pepper spray.
So speaking of tasers, there's a lot of talk in the Charlena Lyles case of people asking why didn't officers just use a taser? But the answer is complex.
Well, it is complicated. Late last year, a report came out from the Washington State Joint Task Force on the use of force in community policing. And a couple of things they looked at, including less lethal tools, including the taser. And they had a testimony from the Seattle police officer who is most knowledgeable in that area. And he told that task force that tasers can be difficult to use in a crisis situation and also have a high failure rate.
They also need to rise to the occasion. Is that one of the things that's also listed?
Well, yes, they have probably a full page of requirements. You can't just use a taser because somebody is behaving a certain way. There has to be serious harm possible without using it. And a lot of that may go back to a court case that drug on for 8 years. And this involved a pregnant woman, Malika Brooks, who was tased by a Seattle police. She was driving, was pulled over. She was going over the speed limit. She was given a ticket and refused to sign the ticket. And they tased her. She sued, saying it was excessive use of force. It wound its way up and down through the court system. And eventually, the city ended up settling with her. So a lot of the rules and policies are written in a way that say, in that situation, you probably wouldn't tase somebody or couldn't tase somebody.
And some police officers have expressed their concerns surrounding tasers as well.
Well, they have. And there was a lawsuit filed in 2014. It has since been thrown out of court. But it was by over 100 police officers, not the police union, but certain officers that were concerned about some policies being put in place as a result of these reforms. Some of these officers said they're burdened and constrained by these use of force policies, that they're so complex about when you can or can't use, or if you use the taser, are you going to get in trouble because it didn't rise to the occasion when someone investigates later, that some officers were actually just turning in their tasers and choosing another option.
All right. A lot of information on this issue and a lot of questions yet to be answered in this case. Paula, thanks.
You're welcome.
That was KNKX Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle talking with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about the use of less lethal force by Seattle police.